City Council Member. The City Council is the legislative or lawmaking branch of New York City's government. The City Council is responsible for passing local laws, making decisions about land use, investigating and overseeing city agencies, and approving the city's budget. Each council member represents one of the 51 New York City Council districts. Council members receive an annual base salary of $112,500. Council leaders and chairs of committees receive additional pay. Council members may hold other jobs in addition to their council seats. Candidate list for City Council District 19. Paul A. Vallone, Democratic, Independence. Dennis Safran, Republican, Conservative, Reform.
Paul A. Vallone, party enrolled in, Democratic, current occupation, managing partner of Vallone & Vallone LLP, previous occupation, N.A., education, J.D. St. John's Law School class of 1992, B.A. Fordham University class of 1989.
Organizational affiliations.
President of the Clinton Democratic Club. First president and founding member of the Bayside Whitestone Lions Club. Council and board member to Auburndale Soccer Program and St. John's Preparatory School. Community Board 7 member. Queens County Bar Association. Knights of Columbus No. 569. St. Andrew Finance Committee and co-president of the Men's Guild. Scholarship chairman of Kiwanis and Judge Vallone Scholarship Program. Director of Queens Folk Group and CYO Soccer Coach.
Prior public experience.
New York City Board of Corrections.
What is the most important issue in Council District 19 you would address if elected?
We must reclaim our local council office and recreate the bond of accountability and trust. Once we restore and unite the district, we must fight to protect and preserve our quality of life while remaining safe in our homes. We must support our local precincts, as well as all of our NYPD, FDNY, and all emergency services. The restoration and increase of the size of our police force while expanding local police resources within our community.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
The demands our small businesses face have forced this critical component, our local economy, to the brink of closing. I will stand with my fellow small businesses against unfair regulations, abusive fines, and work with the city to develop tax-free zones and 0% loans to new businesses to help with the startup costs that prevent many new businesses.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
As a father, husband, and small business owner in our community, I have worked hand in hand with my community's organizations. As a member of the Community Board 7, first president and founding member of the Bayside Whitestone Lions Club, president of the Clinton Democratic Club, CYO soccer coach, council and board member of the Auburndale Soccer Club, has helped me every day to stand with our community and fight for issues that affect all of us.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Dennis Safran.
Party enrolled in.
Republican.
Current occupation.
Attorney.
Previous occupations.
Director, Center for the Community Interest, a public interest group that supported Rudy Giuliani's anti-crime and quality of life reforms.
Education.
NYU Law School JD, Harvard University BA, Forest Hills High School.
Organizational affiliations.
Vice President Douglaston Civic Association.
Prior public experience.
See above.
What is the most important issue in Council District 19 you would address if elected?
The most important issue in District 19 is preserving and enhancing our special quality of life in Northeast Queens. This includes maintaining educational quality. I will work to maintain high standards and adequate funding in school districts 25 and 26, and to defend the city's specialized high schools against an NAACP legal complaint that would water down merit selection, restricting overdevelopment. I support downzoning and will fight large commercial and residential projects that would drain our resources and change the character of our communities. Keeping the streets safe. We must continue the policies of Mayors Bloomberg and Giuliani and Police Commissioner Ray Kelly that have kept our neighborhoods safe and turned our city around.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
I strongly oppose the City Council bill to allow non-citizens to vote. I support immigration, but believe it is American citizenship that binds us together as a nation of immigrants, and that this bill is an attack on the idea of citizenship. I also strongly support stop and frisk. Of course, these stops must be respectful and civil, but the bottom line is they get guns off the streets and save lives, typically the lives of poor and minority children.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I am the best candidate for this job because of my leadership in the fight for the neighborhood quality of life and anti-crime reforms that made New York a better place, and my devotion to restoring honesty in government. As a civic leader, I worked to uphold Megan's Law and to get guns out of schools, porn shops out of neighborhoods, and the mentally ill of the sidewalks and into treatment. And now, when scandal has tarred both parties, I want to restore the bipartisan tradition of integrity set by two of my political mentors and heroes, Senator Frank Padovan and Assemblywoman Nettie Meyerson, and to work as hard as they did for our communities.
Participating in the campaign finance